Welcome, everyone. This is the greatest season of your life, and I hope you believe that, and I hope you embrace it. We say, see it, say it, and seize it. Get the image of what God has said in your mind, and say it, and then seize it. Let what God has said to you be the reality of your life. We're going to be talking tonight about one of the most important dynamics that we face in the world, one of the most powerful influences in our lives, day-to-day lives, and how to be a lot stronger, a lot more fortified in your life, in your relationship with God and relationship with everyone around you. Keep it in mind, it's not really what happens around you that determines the level of joy or peace or confidence or success that you're going to have, because we can certainly misinterpret a great time that God is bringing about as a bad time. And keep in mind, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, that's you, according to his purpose. This is that day. And what we're talking about today is the foundation of the mind. And that's where everything transforms, transitions, or falls apart. It's that place that tells you either you did or you did not hear from God, that you are or are not walking the course that God has called you to. Or your mind, listen, your mind is a gift. It's a treasure from God, but it's just like soil, and it really is the foundation of everything that is going to take place in your life, and more importantly, how you experience it. And it really isn't the events, it's not necessarily the events that take place in our life that shape our futures and our lives. It's really how we think about them, how we interpret them, what we think is taking place. And the foundation is right here in Luke. I'm reading out of Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. Jesus speaking, and he says these words, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I'll show you what he is like. He or she is like a man building his house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock." Now, when the word talks about when the floods came and the wind blew, it couldn't rattle his house. It couldn't shake his world. And that really is the kind of the teller. That's the forecaster for just about everyone in the world. Everyone, when something comes, something happens, how we interpret what just took place makes a world of difference. There can be events that take place in your life, regardless of what they are. There are no boundaries or limits. Whatever it is, there are issues, events, things that take place in our lives. And if we interpret them according to the Word of God, then things always are going to work out for your good. And what God is saying is they will benefit you. All things working together, everything. It doesn't matter what it is. All things working together for your good. Here's the foundation. That has to be your foundation. Number one, what God says, his word is going to triumph. It's going to overwhelm the seemingly overwhelming odds, whatever those odds may appear to be in your life. Regardless of what came to you, what you heard, what you're facing, the odds that seem like something is against you, or what you believe God for, what you're believing is going to take place, it seems like the odds are overwhelmingly not in your favor. But the word of God is overflowing you with favor, and the answer comes from the Lord. And it's all about the foundation of the mind. So often, people become discouraged because they really don't do what the scriptures say here in Luke chapter 6 and 46, where it says, if you love me, and you profess you do, if you love me, keep my word, is what Jesus is saying. If you love me, have a foundation, and here's a foundation. Keep my word. Know that what I said is true. Know what I said is going to come to pass. And don't allow events or the changing of the tide or the rain or the wind tell you something different. And it really isn't the circumstances or the events around you that dictate what's going on. It's how you think about it. And the weaker or the more shallow the foundation of your mind is, the more apt you are to be shaken, the more apt your world is to be overcome by the what seems to be the overwhelming odds against you. And here's the foundation. When it looks like there are odds against you, things are not going the way you need them to or want them to, you have to keep in mind, the Lord will lead me in the way that I should go. My steps are ordered of God. And it really isn't difficult. Now here's another order. We're going to address the order of difficulty here in a minute. But here's the order. What God said takes first place. It's almost like wanting to decorate a home before you purchase the home or before you lease the home. You can decorate it in your mind, and that's perfect. But if you go out and buy a bunch of furniture and try to put it in a house that you don't own, there's no place to put it. And you can feel like, I've just made a big mess. No, the house is going to come. If God said it's a home, you're going to have a home, you're going to have a home. God will give you everything you need. He will bring you into whatever the place, whatever that home represents. If it's a spiritual home, it's a financial home, if it's literally a house, if it's a relationship with your family, your spouse, whatever it is, God will establish that house for you, that foundation, that place to rest, to be confident, to be comfortable. God really does want you comfortable after you've learned to make your mind uncomfortable by the word. In other words, you establish the law of the Lord, which is what? The word of God is first. The word of God overwhelms and overrules everything. Not some of the time, not most of the time, all of the time. And the foundation has to be, number one, there's no one to blame for what's going upside down in your life. God will lead me in the way that I should go. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. So let's break that down for just a second. If no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, it's a waste of time to consider a weapon being formed against you. It's a waste of your time, and it keeps you, it prevents you from digging deep and finding the foundation, the stability of the Word of God that says, God is leading me, all things are going to work together for my good. When we find something or someone to blame, whether it's the devil or a person or whatever the issue, again, there are no boundaries here. Whatever you blame, then you're not laying, you're not building your thoughts. Your mind isn't founded on the Word of God. It's like buying furniture before you have a home, and you end up with it in storage. And then it's just not the way to do it. What you want first is you want the home representing the foundation. The word says, what man, what person building a home doesn't stop and first count the cost to make sure that they have enough to finish the house so they're not embarrassed? And what the word's referencing here and the power of the word here is have the foundation strong. People want to hear the voice of God, and we should hear the voice of God. I believe it's far more important that we hear God than that God hears us. And why? Because he said, I know what you have need of. There isn't anything that you nor I have need of that God has not only already been made aware of, but he has addressed it and fully established the means for whatever that need is. It's God. He thinks his thoughts towards us are so many, the word teaches us, that we couldn't even count them. We couldn't fathom in our mind what God has prepared for us. But when the foundation of your mind isn't solid enough, you don't see it. So things come to change your life because God wants to bring change. We talked about this last Sunday. God creates, but what God really loves to do is transform. He created us, but he wants to transform us. And that all takes place in our minds. Decisions we make that shape our future don't happen on the spur of the moment. They're not just something that take place right now because you were asked a question or because you were confronted with something. Those decisions are made based on the depth or the type of foundation that you have. If the foundation you have is built on sand, when a question comes and you need wisdom from God, you need insight from the Lord, you need a prophetic voice, you need to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. And if our minds are not founded on the Word of God, and let's step back again, what does that mean? What God said is the truth about me. I'm not going to blame an enemy, whether it's spirit or flesh and blood. I've stopped blaming anyone. I put all the blame, I put all the strength of my life on the foundation that God is going to lead me. And if something seems to be going awry, or something seems to be going wrong, I know that God is directing my steps. My steps are ordered of the Lord. And we could walk back through how many patriarchs through the ages that believed God: Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Elijah, Elisha, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. Daniel, for instance, he could have said, "Man, something must be going wrong. I mustn't be where I need to be. Maybe I displeased the Lord. Maybe I'm not the man I need to be, because all I did was seek God. I stayed true to my commitment to seek the Lord three times a day. And now I'm being thrown in a den of lions. It seems like the king's wrath is against me, and he was for me, now he's against me." But David had a foundation that kept him when times looked like were really rough. But what God was really doing prior to David being thrown into the den is he was helping David. He was giving David the fortification for a solid foundation for his mind. So Daniel knew how to think. When Daniel was thrown in the den, before Daniel was thrown in the den, he had fortified his mind on a foundation that said, "I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. The Lord will keep me. The Lord will lead me. The Lord will guide me. I'm not going to doubt the word of the Lord." Now, you can say, "Yeah, but that sounds good, but it's hard." No, it's not. There's your enemy right there. Not the devil, not people. Your enemy is your disbelief. Your disbelief. Disbelieving that it is easy. Jesus said, "Come to me, trust me, lean on me, all you that are laboring and you're heavy laden, you're tired, you're saying it's too hard." He said, "Take my yoke on you. Learn about me. You'll find my yoke, my word, my burden is not a burden. It's easy, and you'll find rest to your soul." And what that all means is it's easy. It's really not hard. The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord will come to pass. God didn't say it's going to play out the way you've imagined it or wished it would, because sometimes the way we want things to happen, oftentimes it's built on what would be a weaker foundation, a weaker mind. We just want something to happen right now. No weapon formed against you will prosper. There's a foundation. There's a rock. Build your word, build your mind, build your life on that word. God will keep me. There is no weapon formed against me that's going to prosper. So there's no enemy trying to stop me now. I present myself a living sacrifice to God, and he's going to keep me. He's going to direct me in all my ways. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to fall down and stay down. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down on my knees praising God, saying, "God is with me. The Lord is leading me." Daniel believed the word of God, and God kept him. The king threw him in the lion's den. But the background of everything that's going on, the foundation that is laid prior, and that's the key, prior to Daniel being thrown in the den, was he trusted in God fully. The word of God that was in his own mouth kept him. He wouldn't divert from what he had committed to do in his heart. And that's so often where we lose it. We say, "I'm going to stand here, I'm going to believe this," and then things seem to go awry. You don't know that God isn't turning things around, and it looks like he's turning things upside down, or someone else is, and that's where you lose hope, or you lose confidence, and then you become afraid, and you begin to make decisions, or you run, or you just give up, or you just say something's wrong, and then we start fighting shadows and enemies and darkness that isn't really the issue at all, no more than it was with Daniel. The enemy wasn't trying to destroy him. People wanted him out of the way, but God was the foundation. It didn't matter what the other people wanted to do. It didn't matter what other authorities of that kingdom or realm wanted to do, or how they wanted to get him out of the way or subject him to the king's wrath. It didn't matter, because his foundation was not men. His foundation is and was the word of God. And so when they threw him in the den, the lions didn't touch him. Not only was he not touched, but what an incredible witness to the entire realm, the entire kingdom, and to the king, that God was with him. God will do the same thing with you. He will astound you with the power of his keeping word. And the key is that he's established a foundation in your mind. Your mind is sound. And all you've done is believed one thing: no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. It doesn't matter what people want to do. And that's where you can get caught up in, well, they want to try and stop me, or the old term, the devil's trying to hold me back or stop me, or trying to do good, and the devil, every time I try to do good, the devil is there to stop me. That's not true at all. That's nowhere in the Word of God that when you try to do good, the devil's going to stop you. God is for you. No one can be against you. When a man or a woman's ways please the Lord, He makes even your enemies, or those that would will to be your enemies, to be at peace with you. Here's where we lose the stability of that foundation. When we start to blame, things aren't going right, something must be going wrong. No, stay sure on the Word. Don't change your mind. Don't allow your mind, a two-souled, a double-minded individual, the Word says, is unstable in all their ways. They're tossed to and fro. There's no stability. There's no foundation for their mind. So when they say, I believe God, without that foundation in their mind, no weapon formed against me will prosper, then that word's just kind of thrown out there. God will keep me. God will lead me. It's like thrown out to the wind. It's built more or less on air as opposed to a solid foundation. But when you say the Lord's going to keep me, the Lord's blessed me, the Lord's leading me in the way that I should go, those are the words that should come out of your mouth. Those are the words that your mind, your ear should hear you say. But built upon the foundation prior to declaring how blessed you are is that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. There's your foundation. Nothing's going to shake me. There's your foundation. 1,000 could fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it's not going to come near me. There's your foundation. I may see it and behold it with my eyes, but only with my eyes will I behold the reward of the wicked, because God has set my heart to know Him. My affections are set on God. I know the will and the word of the Lord. His word is strength in me. His word is a foundation in my life. My mind is strong in the Lord. So often, again, we want to decorate the house before we have the house. We want all the things in our lives to come together. We want our relationship with our families, our wives, our husbands, our friends, our business. We want it to just go well, and it should go well. But there will be those times that try you, not trying to push you away, but trying to elevate you, letting you know, listen, there needs to be some work. You need to dig a little deeper. You need to find more foundational fundamentals of the Word for your mind. So when God begins to elevate you, He will push you through certain territory, certain grounds. It's just like when a seed breaks through the soil. I mean, you could call the soil, you could call it an enemy, because it's resisting the seed. It's resisting the sprouting that's wanting to break through the soil. But it's not an enemy at all. What it's doing is giving strength to the seed. The more it resists the soil, the stronger the root is, the stronger the foundation, the stronger the sprout, the stronger the trunk, the stronger the branches, so it can do as the Word says. Herein is God glorified in you, that you bear much fruit. And in order to do that, you have to have the foundation. But you can't go back and forth. You can't say, I'm blessed, but I'm cursed at the same time. God is blessing me and leading me, but evil is around the corner to prevent me, or to hold me up, or to stop me. The foundation means you stay confirmed on the word of the Lord. Choose this day. Are you blessed or are you cursed? Is God leading you or is evil chasing you? Both can't be happening. Are you living in the light or are you living in the shadows? Are you partly in the light and partly in the shadow? You have to determine that light resists darkness. Darkness cannot invade light. A shadow can't creep into the light. A shadow comes when the light goes out. And when that foundation of the Word goes out, you see things change in your life. No, God is going to bless me. Something greater. God elevated Daniel. Daniel was thrown in the den, but the lions couldn't touch him. But more than that, what a witness he was when the king came and said, Daniel, are you there? And he said, as God lives, here I am. The Lord is with me. The king was excited. The king was blessed. And all that were against Daniel got thrown in the den, and the enemies were consumed. Your enemy will be consumed by your faith. And instead of considering you have an enemy, consider the friend you have. I have a friend in God. I have a friend in the word of the Lord. God is for me. Nothing can be against me. Remember that, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quieted waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even if I walk through a valley that looks like the shadows of death, I will fear no evil because you, your light, you're with me. Your rod and your staff, you comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. You anoint my head with oil. Only goodness and mercy will pursue me. Only goodness and mercy will pursue you all the days of your life. And you'll dwell in the glorious favor in the presence of the Lord forever. Your mind needs a foundation that isn't movable. And when it is, your decisions will be sure. You'll discern more wisely. You'll walk more powerfully. And we're going to talk more about that next Wednesday. God bless you. God keep you. God lead you. God guide you in the way you should go. Open the door for your worship in offering and tithe. Remember, honor the Lord with your tithe. Don't tip God. Bring the tithe. Bring the offering. Honor the Lord. I'd encourage you to sow a seed in the soil of the word you've heard tonight. And take the word. And take your offering tonight. Take your tithe. Take your offering. Take your worship. Don't just watch. Sow something. Put your faith, put your actions behind your faith and say, I'm sowing something unto the Lord. I'm sowing something unto my own word, my own faith. And declare as you do it tonight, I am blessed of the Lord. I am pursued by the favor of God. And the Lord is going to direct me in the way I should go. My mind is strong. I have a strong foundation in the word. I won't be deceived. I won't be misled. I'm going to follow the direction of the Lord. I am blessed of God. This is the greatest season of your life. The blessing of the Lord rest on you, all you say and all you do. God, guide your steps, everyone, every day, every time. You're blessed. God bless you. Keep the faith, keep the word, and keep believing. This is the greatest season of your life. God bless you. Until next time.